You know, it's interesting. I was listening to you talk about this, and for some reason, I flashed on this trial they did in breast cancer called the APT trial with HER2-positive disease, done by Dana-Farber, where they just did one arm. And what they showed was that the results were so good that you really couldn't do any better by, you know, for example, adding a more toxic chemo, which is what it was looking at. And I kind of wonder whether or not that kind of approach makes sense here. You know, I mean, if you get people who are completely fine, MRD negative at 10 years, I mean, do you really need a phase three trial? And what do you think about doing this right now outside a trial setting?
Well, I mean, we're getting spectacular results with ibrutinib venetoclax. The problem and the challenge with doing it outside of a clinical trial is that you can't usually get both drugs together. Insurance companies won't pay for it. We did a few years ago an analysis of cost of care looking at chemoimmunotherapy-based treatment like FCR versus BTK inhibitor-based therapy, and that was monotherapy, and we showed that there was a significant increase in the cost of care and the cost of managing CLL in general when we transitioned in an era of chemoimmunotherapy-based treatment to a small molecule inhibitor, continuous and indefinite treatment. We need to go back and do another analysis because we're back at a discussion of can we give fixed duration with small molecule inhibitor combination and manage disease that way and not have to have patients on continuous and indefinite treatment.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that just from a financial point of view in terms of these providers, you kind of look at the numbers. If they don't get that combination, they're going to get indefinite ibrutinib. So, yeah, I guess over a couple of years, you know that it's going to be more costly, at least in the short term, but
right.
We'll see how it plays out.